This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition, first show of the year, 2023, of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail haulers out there doing their jobs. Thank you so very much, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse workers listening in the warehouse, as well as our Amazon delivery drivers listening out there on the road. We thank you very much for tuning into the program. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, which is the Donald Trump social website. We're on Twitter, and you can find us at all of those by going to Captain's America, all lowercase, and an S after Captain. Captain's America is how you find us over there. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the panhandle of Florida, up there in that high urban section, north of town, a few miles, it's none other than Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com.
The upper echelon.
The upper urban area.
The upper urban area.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't get much further north than that unless you go to Georgia.
That's right, or Alabama.
All right, well, everybody's in a good mood. We got some fog out here. I don't know why they're in a good mood. They can't really see very far, but they'll be all right. Plus, we got the big college game today here at Raymond James after they had the pro game yesterday, and the Buccaneers really put on a show again. They decided they were going to play, and yesterday they did, and I'll be darned, they're in the playoffs again. So there you go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, there's a couple of things that have popped up here since the last hour. Number one, in Sacramento, California, they've had a double levee breach with a bunch of rain and a bunch of flooding, and now they've got a lot of flooded areas down below Sacramento, South Sacramento, they're calling it, with upwards to 5 to 6 inches of rain that's happened in the area.
Well, for everybody out there who's a non-farmer, I suppose it's a catastrophe, but for the farmers and the vineyards out there, this is wonderful news. Remember, the state of California puts up levees and diverts water from the farmland down there, so that water is this incredible commodity for the farmers.
Yeah.
They do it to protect what they claim are endangered species, and to hell with growing crops for people so they can eat. We have to protect transgender mollusks or whatever they are.
Yeah.
But with this breach, you're getting a saturation of water. And with the continued rain, it's a constant thing. So barring a lot of erosion of the farmland, this is something that's got the farmers out there dancing in the streets.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it does, because God knows they needed the water and they wouldn't do the right thing they should have done, and that was just to open them up and let the darn snow melt, come down in there and give them their water.
Yeah, and then this is what happens when you have activist government infringing upon not only the private sector when it comes to their industries, in this case farming and agriculture, but when you try to manipulate nature. Nature's going to do what it wants to do whether you like it or not. So this idea that we can, as man, we are all powerful, that we can manipulate the weather, we can manipulate nature, we can, you know, keep jacking with it. Mother Nature will throw something like this at you. An earthquake, a tsunami, you know, a hurricane. We have to respect nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean making ridiculous laws to try to artificially pad whole species that are supposed to be going extinct. We've had species going extinct since the beginning of time on the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to artificially save these things at the expense of being able to feed humans, you have to be some kind of zealot to do that.
Now, there's one other story that just popped up here a few minutes ago. South of El Paso, Juarez, just a little bit south of Juarez, there's a prison that was attacked, and there are 13 people dead, not saying who, what, when, where, or why, but it says the prison was attacked, so somebody were trying to get in there to get somebody out, apparently.
Absolutely. Sounds like a cartel thing.
Yep.
They'll do that anywhere they want to get their people out. Must have been a high-value target.
Yep. Doesn't say what happened to the target or any of that, but then again, it's a developing story. We'll have to wait till more of it comes out than what I'm seeing right now. But that's kind of ironic that I haven't heard about that happening in a while. How about you?
No, but then again, when the cartels have free reign to come over the border and go back and nobody's interrupting the flow of any kind of traffic, you're not going to hear about stuff like that.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check out all that he has to offer, and catch his podcast. I'll be right back.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive has got a whole bunch of Nissan dealerships scattered around the southwestern Florida area over here, starting with Crystal River, then the big flagship store at Newport Richey at 1954. Then they've got the Nissan dealership right next to the Acura dealership on Florida Avenue in North Tampa, and the brand new dealership in Brooksville, brand new State Route 50, right there, back up to the expressway, the toll road. You've got that one right there, and these are all stores that are just getting it done because, again, if you serve, you save. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, that's EMS, fire, and police, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal afforded to you at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget, they also have the Moss Care program. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring because you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. I don't know if anybody's doing a combination of those two things, let alone one all the time. There's all kinds of limits at other places. So check them out. You'll be glad you did. And believe me when I tell you, Moss Nissan, the home of whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. They have people that come from all across the country that listen to this program to check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You know, I don't want to dwell on this very long, but we talked a little bit about, and we haven't talked enough, I might add, about the situation. Good morning, George Godfather. George Godfather is chiming in. We haven't talked.
Good morning,
we haven't talked at all yet about Kevin McCarthy. And what's going on there? Because I just had a question in the chat room And Lynn wanted to know what Kevin McCarthy did to raise the angst of the people that are going after him. Well, first of all, it's a handful of people. And number one, they're seeking notoriety for whatever reasons. And one of them is, what's the word I want? She's an opportunist, just like Matt Gaetz, right? They're both in the same boat, the two of them.
Yeah, trying to make names for themselves and their kids. Basically, what this is political extortion.
Yep.
It's maybe five people who said they will never vote for McCarthy. They've made demands about rules going forward. See, the interesting thing about the House and the Senate is each new Congress, they get to create the rules by which they play by for that Congress. Mm-hmm. So they're right now in the rulemaking process, and they're negotiating power. One of the things that the Gaetz crew wants is to make it easier to remove the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be the thing with everything that they want to be able to put into place is that it makes the Republicans absolutely vulnerable to chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you open up the door for your opponent going into the next election. Because remember, you never stop campaigning in the House.
Nope.
You have a two-year term, and you better start the second you get elected.
Yep.
Which is kind of pathetic, but that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving them an opportunity to say, wow, you know, I thought they said there was going to be this gigantic red wave. You know, you guys were prepared to take power. We saw you in front of the microphone saying we want to redo a contract with America and we're going to get this done and that. How come you can't control your own people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've got these opportunists who are literally practicing political extortion to not only get better committee assignments, but to be able to they want to self-empower themselves to be important.
Yeah.
If they were more worried about representing their constituencies with fidelity, there wouldn't be time for this garbage.
No.
You know, now, is McCarthy, is he my ultimately favorite choice to be the Speaker of the House? Not really. I can't find a lot of things to say bad about him. I mean, he's a little bit more center-oriented than I would care for, given the Constitution, but he is a deal-maker.
Yep.
And the Speaker of the House has to be a deal maker.
Yep.
You're looking at this, at these five people who are doing this, and we said this on the break, and I know I'm going to catch some heat for this, but it's just the truth. These five people still scream MAGA.
Yeah, they do.
They still scream MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is just throwing a giant canister of gasoline at a fire that the Democrats would love to keep burning.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the next election. Mm-hmm. They're presenting an opportunity here, and people, I know there's people out there who live, breathe, and bathe Trump and everything else, but you've got to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
If the Democrats run against Trump, the Democrats are going to win.
Yep.
There is a contingent in the middle, and that's where elections are won, that thinks his time needs to be over. So if you're not playing a wise ground game when it comes to getting the maximum amount of votes, you're going to lose. I know purists are going to say, well, you know, you've got to stand your ground when it comes to principle. You can. Demand whoever your nominee is uses the same policies that Trump did because he should have been running on his policies all along.
Mm-hmm.
The cult of personality is what killed him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've got to pivot because I swear to you, Matt, if Donald Trump, and thank God for his service, we needed the wrench in the machine. We really did. But if he's the nominee, you're going to get four more years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this much. Things are changing as quickly as you talk about it because I've been watching the numbers going the other way. And it's because of the fact that he said a lot of different things. And unfortunately, the other day, he did it again over the weekend, made another comment, which, you know, here's what he said. it wasn't my fault that the Republicans didn't live up to the expectations in the midterms. He went on to say it was 233 to 201 instead when I left. I don't remember the Senate or the House being that big of a number. Do you?
Well, he's always had a little bit of an issue with embellishment, but a lot of people chalk that up to being an optimist.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But you can't, if you're a leader, you know, even Truman had the plaque on the desk, the buck stops here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to man up, put on your big boy pants and say, wow, maybe that approach didn't work real well because the red wave never materialized.
Yeah, and then he finished off that statement by saying Mitch McConnell and the Republicans failed on abortion policy and messaging.
No, I don't know. I will agree with him all day on that.
Sure.
Mitch McConnell gave away the election, as far as I'm concerned, when he wouldn't back the better candidate in Alaska.
Yep.
And he did that all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, I'm not disparaging Donald Trump. I'm looking at this from a clear-eyed political view that looks at both sides of the aisle. And then you need to look and dissect the numbers of the last elections. The people who were talking like Matt Gaetz and the other opportunists in this Gaetz 5 group that doesn't want McCarthy,
mm-hmm.
people who were talking like him about the election was stolen.
Yeah.
The election was stolen. They didn't win because people are tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so or not.
Yep.
Rightfully so or not. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be looking at the states that had problems to say we need reforms there. But you just don't go out the street and keep complaining 24/7, 365 that you were robbed. You can't. People will eventually tell you to shut up. And the middle told him to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
These are just realities. It's not. I am not attacking the man, like I said. I'm looking at it with clear eyes. The numbers don't lie. They just don't.
Well, I got
paid. And when you could get a drooling fool like Fetterman into the U.S. Senate.
Oh, boy.
Because you needed to cling to that narrative that wasn't working, that shows that your vision going forward is blurred.
Yeah.
So we need to be honest with ourselves going forward, or you're going to end up with 4 more years of this.
Yep.
And if you do, we're going to be way down a bad road.
You want to stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, hold on, because, folks, I got a lot more stuff to talk about, including we're moving some people, some Army engineers, into Africa. Wonder what we're building over there. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Speaker of the House is the presiding officer of the United States House of Representatives. The House elects its Speaker at the beginning of a new Congress. This year, that is Tuesday, tomorrow, at noon Eastern. Representative Kevin McCarthy is the frontrunner for the roll call vote. Marvel actor Jeremy Renner is in critical but stable condition after getting into a snowplow accident on Sunday. The Hawkeye star was injured in Nevada after experiencing a weather-related accident while plowing in a big snowplow. Jeremy was reportedly airlifted to an area hospital near Reno, Nevada. Russia fired multiple drones overnight to attack parts of Ukraine. It's reported dozens were shot down on Monday. Three civilians were killed on New Year's Eve by Russian missiles. Four people were killed after two helicopters crashed near SeaWorld on the Gold Coast in Australia Monday afternoon. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. We'll be right back to Frank in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Ran into some folks over the weekend. The gentleman was having some problems with some muscle aches and pain, and he told me that he had rheumatism and started to act up in the cold weather and all that stuff, and he still wasn't quite over it. And I said, well, do you mind if I give you something? He said, what's that? I said, let me give you a few of these Relief Factor capsules and just take one in the morning with some food and take one in the evening and let me know how it works out. And they were staying in my area, so 3 days later, he comes back to me and he says, you know something? Those things worked. He says, I don't feel 100%, but I feel a lot better than what I did. I said, well, good. And then he asked me how he could get a hold of him, and I told him. But my purpose wasn't to sell him anything. It was to let him know that there was something that could take care of him, because I don't sell those. They sell themselves. Now, Relief Factor can be found by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you go over there, and you'll see the 1995 three-week quick start that's right there. Now, when you get into the website, you'll also see some vitamin pills and some supplements and whatnot that are in there, because they sell all of that, too. I take their vitamin C. I take their vitamin D. And I take their vitamin B12, and I also take their daily multiple, because they're all, my doctor told me that that was about as good as I could find for the price that they wanted, which was all very reasonable. So check them out online, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. 1995 gets you in the program, and away you go. All right, meantime, back with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. By the way, what's going on at undergroundusa.com here lately? You've been in all sorts of stuff here lately here.
Oh, just shaking it up a little bit. You know, if you do the same thing over and over and over and over and over, it starts to sound like the parents of the teachers on the Peanuts cartoons.
Yeah, you get the same result.
Yeah, so you need to shake it up. You need to take a new approach to things. Sometimes you don't get into a longer examination of something, and you highlight some of the stories that are out there that need to be talked about but are self-explanatory, things that are buried, you know.
Well,
so we're playing with that a little bit.
Let me tell you about a story that caught my attention. It was about Kirk Cameron. You know who he is, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got a tour going out there where he's reading a children's book inside public libraries. He's doing kind of like a speaking tour, but he's using the book as his prop. And it was a mob scene, we're being told, at Kirk Cameron's reading of his God-focused children's book at the Indianapolis Public Library. Now, this mob didn't do what mobs do. They instead just smiled and they cheered and they laughed all around, and folks were even singing God Bless America as the event was a huge success. They had seats for about 150 people, and they had 2,500 people in a line for hours.
Yeah, it should tell you right now, and you don't see lines like this for the drag queen story hour.
Hell no.
You just don't. Now, I'm not saying that it should be a competition, but it certainly is a definer. You know, the left in the media and the entertainment community in this country has such a skewed idea of what diversity and fairness is. First of all, the numbers don't work. The numbers don't work. All you have to do is watch a commercial on commercial television. You watch the commercials for an evening, and you realize that, very interesting, there's maybe one commercial with a white family on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you were looking at representation by the numbers for an accurate representation of the population, you wouldn't find it on television. But that's how incredibly forced into the mold of ridiculousness that the media is. You look at entertainment coming out of the movies; they have to inject LGBTQ plus whatever it is today,
yeah,
you know, into everything, even if it just takes a left turn from the storyline just to have it in there so they can say that they're hip. People don't want it.
Nope.
They don't want it. And this event kind of proves that. If people were screaming about being fair to drag queens, you'd see 2,500 people outside the Drag Queen Library Story Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Way people waiting to get in say, we have to be fair to these people.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. Instead, you see parents taking their children to events that talk about what? Morals, principles,
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and being happy about it and celebrating that. So the message is there to the social engineers of the left and right coasts. The message is there. Do you want to make money? Do you want to put out a successful movie?
Yeah.
Look at The Chosen.
Yeah.
Look at The Chosen. Look at Yellowstone. Look at 1883. These are all stories that are deep into principles, morals, patriotism, individualism. You know, there's no victimhood in any of them. Yet the industries shun them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no awards, no mention. They try to make it very hard for you to see these things. You know, but you can find something about a cross-dressing transgender dinosaur that wants to read a book at the North Pole. You know, whatever. That sounds like a good idea in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, so the message with the Kirk Cameron thing is that mainstream America doesn't want the whole, we've got to force the extremes down your throat. We don't want it. We don't like it. It doesn't need to happen. Respect people who are different, okay? And let's say go out and make fun of them and be stupid. Respect who they are. Respect their choices.
Mm-hmm.
That's what being a good citizen is. But it doesn't mean that I have to accept it as something that is mainstream and accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have to say that something is mainstream when it's not.
Okay, let me talk about something that's not mainstream that mouthed off yesterday. AOC. flipped out on Elise Stefanik. As the Democrats are now losing their minds over losing power, she called her a neo-Nazi and several other different very vile and disrespectful, ugly names. I mean, come on. Yeah, she needs to look at herself in the mirror.
No, this is a perfect example of what she is. She's a spoiled child who, when she doesn't get her way, throws temper tantrums.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she is. You know, when you look at how she got elected the first time, she was a manufactured candidate. She bought into the illusion. She bought into the manufactured narrative of who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought she was very, very important because the cameras were always on her because she was dancing on the rooftops and making stupid little comments and everything else. Now she's not winning. She's throwing her temper tantrum, just like a two-year-old. Because that's what two-year-olds do. She didn't have any business being in Congress in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people in Congress have no business being in Congress
in
the first place.
Right.
This is not a full-time, this is not a job you go, wow, I would like to make a career out of being a congressman. This is about public service and representing your constituents.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk to the constituents at AOC's fundraisers before the last election, they're kind of ticked.
Yeah. So, by the way, Christina, our friend down in Sarasota, just said, when I find out about movies like the new Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson, I didn't go. Or she says, I didn't go.
Mm-hmm. And don't. You saw what happens with Disney Plus. People were dropping it. Good. This kind of dovetails on what we were talking about last Friday. If a company is putting out crap product, don't buy it.
Yep.
The New York Times, they sell false narratives. That's a defective product as far as I'm concerned because they're supposed to be news. So I'm not buying it. Washington Post, not buying it. Chicago Tribune, not buying it. LA Times, not buying it. I'm not going to Disney movies that are remade so that we can have a transgender Cinderella. You don't need to go back and try and erase everything. But this culture, this woke culture, they want to erase everything and say that it's always been the way we see the world. And again, that's what a child does. They only want things their way. And if it doesn't, they complain and scream and kick and cry.
Well, to be continued on Friday, because I'm sure there'll be a lot of what's going on today going on Friday.
You bet.
All right. I'll talk to you then, my friend.
Say hello, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. Coming back with Patrick Kylan, the Sports Zone quarterback. Patrick Kylan. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. And before I get started with the Insurance Sports Zone quarterback guy, Patrick Hyland, I need to tell you that Dominique Blinds and Gay Core of Sarasota brings you the last portion of the program here. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. Now, they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and Dominique's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Dominique's Blinds and Decor, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, Insurance Zone quarterback, is on the radio with me on a Monday morning. Happy first day of the year.
Hey, happy new year.
Well, it's not first day of the year, sorry. First day of the year on the radio.
There you go. Absolutely, buddy. No, it's a great new year yesterday, great football, season for a lot of teams yesterday, ended their season, but a lot are still in the playoff picture hunt. But how about Blaine Gabbert and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Captain?
Well, Blaine Gabbert did something that you should hear more of, but you don't for whatever reason. He actually helped someone who crashed in a helicopter, and he was around. That could have been very, very drastic and dramatic, but it wasn't, thank God. But he did the right thing, and he should be commended for it.
Yeah, him and his friends were on the jet skis there in Davis Island in Tampa Bay, Florida, and those are off day Tuesday. And the helicopter, you know, lost an engine and went right in the water. And he flew over there with his buddies on his jet ski and got the people, you know, out of the helicopter. And then the Coast Guard came, and then everybody came and helped him. And yeah, he was instrumental in saving their lives. And then this goes to show you, you make a great point, Captain. We talk about now, if he would have done something bad, we would have kept hearing about it forever. But he does something good, and we barely hear about it. So it's good that we praise people when they do good if we're going to chastise them when they do bad. And couldn't be more true about that. The Buccaneers did capture the NFC South yesterday.
Yep.
They went over Carolina Panthers, so they will be in the playoff picture. And, you know, we'll see how they fare with Tom Brady and the Bucs. But we'll go down the whole playoff picture for the folks across the country. All the great people listen to the show from Seattle, Washington, down to Miami, Florida, and all the way up to Boston, Massachusetts. So the Kansas City Chiefs.
B-Town.
You know, they're doing real good. They're 13-3. Big game tonight, Captain. The Buffalo Bills taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. If the Bills win out, okay, and end up to be 14-3, okay, even if Kansas City wins next week, the Bills will have home field advantage throughout the playoff picture, okay? They'll be the number one seed. And as you know, growing up in that area, okay, very tough to take on the Buffalo Bills there at their home stadium during the playoffs.
Oh, I know.
Four Super Bowls, you know, unfortunately they didn't win one, but, you know, this could be their year. We will see. Tonight's the start of it, because if they lose to the Cincinnati Bengals, then they have a problem, because then if Kansas City wins next week, then they'll hold the number one seed. And Cincinnati has really the seed locked up to win the division now that the Ravens, you know, have lost yesterday, but they still have to win one of their last two games to be the number three seed. Jacksonville Jaguars now, for all the people up there in North Florida.
How about that?
You know, they're 8-8 now. If they win next week against the Titans, they will win the AFC South and be the number four seed. Okay. So there you go. The crazy things have happened. From last year's debacle with everything and all the nonsense up there, now to really hold your own destiny. And Tennessee's hurting. Tannehill, the quarterback, you know, the next year's going to be quarterback. Henry, great running back, is in at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Los Angeles Chargers will have the number five seed. All they have to do is just, you know, win out next week. So they're in a good position. The Baltimore Ravens, even though they got beat by the Pittsburgh Steelers last night, will have the number six seed. And now with the New England Patriots beating the Miami Dolphins, they hold their own destiny. If they win next week, they'll get the number seven seed. Now, Pittsburgh winning last night put them in the hunt for New England losing, okay, and they win, they'll get the seventh seed. If they lose and New England loses and Miami wins, they'll get the seventh seed. So that's how it all shapes up there in the AFC, Captain. Now we'll go to the NFC and go down that list. The Philadelphia Eagles, very surprisingly, they lost, you know, yesterday to the Saints. But they don't have their star quarterback, Jalen Hurts. And Gardner Minshew's a good quarterback, but that New Orleans defense is better than people think. If their offense could have put some points on the board, we might be saying the New Orleans Saints are your NFC South champions, but they didn't do it. But they won yesterday to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And that, you know, that put them in a position now if the 49ers can win next week, okay? They will capture the number one seed over the Philadelphia Eagles. So that's important. Minnesota Vikings. Green Bay put it to them yesterday. Green Bay's hanging in there by a thread, okay? Dallas Cowboys looks like they pretty much have that fifth seed wild card all shaped up, unless they can pull something, you know, out by winning next week. And that should be very interesting to see. The New York Giants, they're going to get that sixth seed. And the Seattle Seahawks, by winning and Green Bay winning, they put themselves in a position to get the final playoff card. But here's the caveat. If Detroit wins next week and Seattle loses, Detroit will be in the playoffs, Captain. And we haven't said that in a lot of years.
No.
So, And then if Detroit and Seattle lose and Green Bay wins, you'll have Green Bay in the playoffs. So, well, that's going to be something to look at this weekend coming up. And it'll be fun to talk about Sunday on the Sports Zone, next Sunday on this great station, as well as Wednesday. We'll talk about tonight's game and, you know, how people are going to fare and who's going to play this weekend and who's going to sit out. So, speaking of sitting out, captain, and playing, hey, I'd love to sit down with the people listening to the show right now and help them out with any insurance needs. My name's Patrick Hyland. You hear me with the captain, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as our friend down in Sarasota, Jeff, says. And we have a lot of fun. I'll be at Mission Barbecue tomorrow. If anybody would like to come by and ask me any insurance questions with the captain, be more than happy to have, you know, an iced tea with you and talk about your insurance needs there. So please, and don't hesitate to call me if you want to meet privately at your house or somewhere else. More than happy to assist you with any insurance needs you have. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Easy number, 813-966-1052. I can tell you one thing. That is, when you meet with me, when we finish, you're going to have peace of mind. Because I'm either going to tell you to keep what you have, and your insurance is all intact, and good luck to you, and we'll reevaluate next year, or I can save you some money. Okay, so let's take advantage of with that option and go forward. And as Captain Mills, I help out veterans all the time. I help civilians out all the time. There's veterans benefits out there for you folks that you just need to call me and see if you qualify. There's insurances out there for you that won't cost you anything. You just have to see if you qualify. So it behooves you to call me, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052. Captain, God bless you. Have a great day today, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow afternoon.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
You too, sir.
Patrick Hyland, Sports Zone quarterback, and his show also has a Facebook page attached to it, the Sports Zone. Go over there to Facebook if you're on it and look it up. Like the page and follow what's going on. There will be a podcast of yesterday's show will be put up there. Probably, it'll be today. It won't be this morning, but it'll be today. I didn't get a chance to get to it yesterday. Got hornswoggled into something else. But anyway, it is what it is. Patrick Hyland. And he's a good guy. When he tells you that the grass is green, trust me, the grass is green. He's a good guy. He says what he means and means what he says. Okay, music time. That means it's time for me to paddle up the river and go upstream or downstream or side stream or substream. Gonna do some things for a little bit this morning. Got about an hour's worth of stuff to do, and then I'll be taking my cat nap, as Jeff likes to call it. And I'll see you tonight on the radio. Same place, same station, same time. God bless America. Stay safe, everybody.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.